Chapter 28. Three Promises. For gaining an uncommon skill, you gain 10 magicka. Vibrations spread in Finn's body before half concentrated beneath his throat, and the other half bled away. While he enjoyed the sensation, a clinical part of his mind still grabbed a hold of something. He'd just gained magicka for getting an uncommon rank skill, but he'd spent twice as much to even be allowed the chance. The uncommon, random opportunity had cost him 20. That meant spent magicka was a diminishing return. It only paid out at all because he'd succeeded. He didn't spare that much thought. Not when his entire view of the world had just changed. Finn's lips parted, and the ghost of a gasp escaped. Everywhere he looked, there were glowing constellations of blue. Everything he saw was superimposed with these series of blue lines. It was like every edge of every surface was glowing slightly. In contrast, the inside of nearly everything he saw, the walls, the floor, the lights, and the cart full of medical supplies sitting in the hallway, all seemed empty. He didn't know how else to describe it. It was all a bit confusing. His new sight was also extremely limited. Looking around, while his normal vision was uninterrupted, the glowing lines grew hazy after about 2 feet and disappeared after 5 feet. All of these analytical observations barely registered. The skill had triggered an unexpected emotional response. Looking through these new eyes made him feel strange. It was like he'd been living in squalor all his life, but it had never bothered him because he didn't know there was another option. Now it felt like his eyes were finally open, and everything around him made him feel dirty, almost ashamed. This was not how things were supposed to be. While the blue lines were unmistakably beautiful, he felt deep within himself that everything around him should have more light than just the paltry amount he could see at the edges. Everything around him, his very world, was hollow. The lack of light, the lack of mana, disgusted him. There were two exceptions. Holding his own hand up, he saw a faint glowing radiance. The beauty of it far outweighed the emptiness he saw around him. For the first time since Lauren's death, he experienced a moment of pure joy. His hand, his entire body, was glowing softly. The light slowly pulsed and shifted like an azure kaleidoscope. In the center of his hand was a faint, brighter line that tracked up his arm. Looking down, he saw that it split at his shoulder, one branch continuing across his chest and the other down his side. The horizontal line reached his other shoulder and split again, one going down the opposite arm and the second tracking down that side of his body. The two vertical lines split at his waist, both horizontal lines joining to form a box that outlined his torso, and the remaining lines going down either leg. Put together, the glowing paths made a box-like stick figure inside of him. Did he have a line going up to his head? Finn wasted no time triggering the mirror on his link. To his surprise, the holographic image didn't show any mana at all. Blinking in thought for a moment, he walked into an empty room and looked in the mirror. Thankfully, that did the trick. A single stripe traced up from the middle of the line at the top of his chest. The line ended in the center of his head, narrowing to nothing like a cut string. The lines created the most simplistic of figures, but it was beautiful. Finn just watched the lines for several minutes, the quest momentarily forgotten. As he continued to examine himself, he realized while the diffuse blue light that made up his body undulated like a slow-moving ocean, without appreciable pattern, the brighter lines were actually flowing in a trackable cadence. The light moved in both directions down each line. There wasn't a clear demarcation like a highway, where half went one way and the other side the opposite direction. When he focused on one particular point, he could only see it flowing in one direction, despite watching for several seconds. If he looked away and turned back, though, it might be flowing in the same direction or the opposite. He wasn't able to actually see when and where it switched orientation, but looking at his body as a whole, it definitely flowed bilaterally along each bright line. He was so taken with what he was seeing that he didn't notice when the glyph of his skill throbbed slightly and developed a faint crack. Finn watched his pathways in wonder, mesmerized, seeing nearly every shade of blue, ranging from almost a rich black to a pale white. The lights also varied in intensity. A rich, glowing sapphire outshone a dull periwinkle before the colors and luminescence shifted in a pattern too complex for Finn to follow. Finn caught himself. The wonder faded and was replaced with shame. How dare he? How dare he get wrapped up in the beauty of this new world when it had already cost him everything? When he had been the one driving? And if he had only... Finn shook himself hard and his jaw clenched. This wasn't the first time he'd had to fight off thoughts like that since the accident. It was like his mind would ambush him with pain, sorrow, or guilt at any time. Intellectually, he knew he was just processing the trauma and loss. Emotionally, it was a stab in the heart every time. He closed his eyes and focused on his breathing. He wouldn't be crippled by sentiment. Whatever he did, it would be a path of his choosing. Three promises, he murmured. After several long breaths, he was able to force his thoughts into a more clinical direction. He recalled the mirror function on his link again, confirming that it did not show mana. Maybe tech and these new skills didn't mix? That would be worth knowing. Finn turned off his link and turned his head towards the other source of light that had appeared in his mana sight. He had a quest to finish, a quest that just might give him more answers. He peeked his head into the next room. There, he saw a light that shone like the sun. It was an odd shape, with tendrils extending in all directions. The amoeboid form might be repulsive in any other context, but there, in that moment, Finn found it beautiful. Though he was seeing it with mana sight, Finn knew he wasn't just looking at mana. This was more. It was power more pure in every way imaginable. It was element. It glowed, beckoning to him, looking like the first peak of a rising sun over the horizon. Liquid lapis swirled in a strange shape. Finn deactivated the skill, seeing how even that short time of activation had drained about a quarter of the blue line in the corner of his vision. When his vision returned to normal, the glyph disappeared, taking the unseen cracks with it. He remained blissfully unaware. It was just that he'd been using mana sight for a bit and had noticed his mana bar was down by about 25%. It wasn't a major drain, but he still didn't know how long it took to replenish. Walking into the room confirmed what Finn had seen through the wall. A man was lying in the bed. He was the only one there. No matter what happened next, Finn knew he wouldn't be getting any answers from the guy. The patient was emaciated. His limbs were locked in a twisted position, and multiple tubes were coming out of him. A BiPAP mask was fitted over his face, helping him breathe. The body was cachectic, limbs thin from lack of nourishment. Discolored bruises dotted his pale skin, ugly eggplant blotches, and his arteries and veins stood in stark relief. Finn tapped on the screen at the end of the bed. Reading the medications the auto-doc was administering, he saw that without them the man would have already passed on. Three pressors and an unsustainable amount of fluids, and even with the support, the man's vitals were borderline. Finn had been around enough patients to know this man wasn't long for this world. With a slight frown, he hobbled closer. He thought for sure his new skill was misleading him. The prompt had clearly said life element. But how could this poor soul so near death be an example of life? Not understanding, he turned his mana sight on again. The glyph reappeared, completely whole. His eyes began to glow a pale blue in the faint light of the hospital room. Now that he was closer and without the wall between them, what he saw was a lot clearer. It left only one horrible but insane conclusion. With mana sight activated, every object became pseudo-transparent again. Everything, except for three things, had that horrible hollowness. His body, the patient's, and the liquid blue shape inside the man. In the light of his skill, the patient's twisted form gained a measure of beauty. It contained the same undulating blue luminescence as Finn's, but to a much lesser degree. If his was a painting with vivid colors, the man's was a stained glass window at night. The third element source was inside of the patient's body. It had an odd shape. Two large blobs were on either side of the man's chest, branching like coral. There were smaller specks scattered through the man's body, and one bright spot in the patient's head. Seeing the pattern, and knowing where they were, there was no doubt in Finn's mind. The faint whisper he heard confirmed it. "Spread, grow, spread, grow." The source of the life element was cancer.